Chapter 16. Carrie was surprised when she woke Saturday morning because she didn't believe she had slept all night. She had hovered in the strange twilight between consciousness and unconsciousness, denied the rest of sleep, still subjected to the nightmares. She had felt as if she were underwater on a moonlit night, being held under by a hidden force. Dark images of violence had drifted before her, and she had fought to free herself from them, breaking the surface into consciousness, gasping for air, only to be pulled back under moments later. David had not come to bed. When he had walked her upstairs, he told her he would stay in the guest room so she could have the bed to herself and not be disturbed by him moving around. Carrie thought he had probably been as relieved as she not to be sharing the bed, as much as she would have liked someone to comfort her. That someone was not her husband. David wasn't good at taking the role of defender-protector. She was supposed to be strong and self-reliant, so he didn't have to be. Slowly, carefully, painfully, Carrie eased herself up to sit for a moment with her feet over the side of the bed. A little dizziness buzzed around her brain, but not as bad as she had thought it would be. The next step was to stand, and she managed that. Both knees were sore from landing on the concrete when her assailant had knocked her down. She walked like a 90-year-old woman, shuffling her way into her bathroom. The face that greeted her in the mirror was a horror. Black eye, bruised, swollen knot on her forehead, stitches crawling over her lip like a centipede. Most adults would be startled to see her. The idea of her daughter seeing her this way for the first time upset Carrie more than seeing herself had. Lucy was only 5. She didn't need to be told anything more than that someone had knocked Mommy down. If she had been a little older, Carrie would have worried about what the kids at school might say to her, having overheard their parents' comments. But at 5, children were still mostly interested in innocent things that existed in their immediate orbit. An overwhelming sense of protectiveness rushed through her, and Carrie wanted to take Lucy in her arms and hold her tight and not let anything bad come into her life. The things Carrie had seen over the years, as a prosecutor, as a judge, the horrible things she knew one human could do to another, for no reason at all. She wanted to shield her daughter from all of it. She thought of the 2 foster children found hanging in the basement of the Haas home and wondered if their mother had ever had the same desire. Moving in slow motion, Carrie undressed, dropping the torn slacks and ruined silk blouse on the floor to be discarded later. She took a warm shower, wincing as the water droplets touched the torn skin of her knuckles and her knees. She supposed she should have called Anka to help her, but she was too private a person. David should have been there. Even if he thought she didn't want him there, he should have been there to offer help and sympathy and comfort. She wondered what Kovac had made of the scene last night. He was a good cop, and a good cop was a quick study of people and the dynamics between them. He had taken an instant dislike to David, that much had been clear. He had all but accused her husband of having been with another woman when he should have been with her. The fact that that was probably true had been more than Carrie wanted to deal with, and she knew Kovac hadn't missed that either. She pulled on an old pair of baggy gray sweatpants and a favorite black cashmere cardigan sweater that had been washed and worn so many times, it felt like a child's security blanket wrapped around her.